What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Coach Nisi, and you are tuning in to another episode of New Mind, New Body, New You, a fitness transformation podcast in which we encourage you to take back your health and your wellness, right? We all know that in order for change to come, change must begin with you. And so I hope you all are having an amazing day. Happy Friday and welcome to the middle of the month. My goodness, it seemed like July 1st was just the other day, right? But listen, I want to talk about, the treatment of clients, and I want to talk about how to be treated, the perspective from a coach's, right? Now, I understand that we all have different leadership styles, training styles, and I don't believe that there is one way to anything. I think that there is always, a way for us, meaning that you can find something that works for you when it comes out, to you trying to lose weight, gain weight, maintain, or just simply stay active for your health. I'm a believer of that. One of the reasons of why I got into fitness mainly was because, I changed my own life with fitness. Exercise allowed me to find clarity. It allowed me to have true, raw emotions without me having to talk to other people. I have some trust issues. And so for me, talking to people over the last few months, matter of fact, I have limited myself on being able to express myself. And exercise just allows me to talk to myself, you know what I mean? Kind of clear my head, get my thoughts in order, and figure out what I need to do. And sometimes I have to refer. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons of why I got a therapist, because of that issue, right? And I think to a degree, some of us, we all have some trust issues because we've been, torn apart and mistreated by the people in our lives. And so, but I won't go down that rabbit hole today. But what I will go down, what hole I will go down is talking to the way we talk to our clients, the way that we talk to people. So I was having a conversation with a young lady yesterday, and she was, asking me about some advice, really, really giving me some feedback on what she needed, what she was going through. And she was explaining to me about the lack of support that she was getting from her coach. She was explaining to me on how she was being treated wrong, being told the other thing, told, wrong things. And I won't say they're necessarily wrong, but they were wrong for her. Meaning because so these were things that she couldn't do, things that she could not eat. And she just literally gave me heartburn. And when I say heartburn, I was livid and upset because this young lady has worked very hard to get where she is. And because I know her personally, I know where she started. I've seen her progress. I've seen the hard work. And so my thing is, I'm rooting for her. I see what she's trying to do. I've never been one to criticize people and talk about them and call them names. I don't like when my clients say I'm fat or I'm ugly or I'm a fat girl, or I don't like those terms. Unbig your back. I don't like those terms. I believe they're insulting to a person who may have always had a wide back or someone who may have had struggles with weight. And I understand we laugh at them because, some people will have a tendency to, joke about it and try to make light of the situation. But for me, that puts a person in a very sensitive spot. Some people really feel insulted when they hear things like that. Some people really feel like, why do I have to be talked about in order for me to make a change in my life? Why do I have to be the center of attention? And so, as she told me, one of the reasons of why, when she told me this, right, one of the reasons of why I really started doing what I was doing with people was because of my love to see people change intermittently, right? I don't believe in fast changes. I don't promise things overnight. I don't give people 6, 7, 8 month time frame. I'm all about lifestyle changes. I'm all about changing your habits so that these habits are a long lasting change, not something that we're going to do for 3 months. And as soon as you eat the wrong food, you go back to being what you used to be. One of the reasons of why many people do go back on their health is simply because their habits never change. Their habits never change, right? They'll go strict on the diet, they'll do this 30-day, 90-day program, but they never learn what their body needs. They never understand how detrimental certain habits that they have, or even sometimes the environment that they're in, how detrimental it is to their health, physical and mental. So one of the things that I am constantly encouraging my clients is to take charge of those and change those bad habits into a lifestyle change, meaning swapping them out. And sometimes that means swapping the people you hang around out. Learning how to include activity into your day-to-day without it feeling like it's a total job, without feeling overwhelmed because of this. Because of your health. And so, as we talk, it just really perplexed me. Like, why do we feel like we need to talk about people to get them to do things? Right? We are all adults, majority of us are, right? Outside of the kids we may train, the young adults, young teens, whatever. But why do we feel like we need to talk to people and get mean and angry and disrespect them to the level of where they feel like, well, dang, I ain't got no other choice because he's talking about me. We laugh at our pain, and it's may am I taking this too serious? Because I mean, for me, I would have to laugh to keep from crying if I was talked about. I look at myself now, and even as a competitor, there are some things that I want to change. And I constantly see this online, about people talking about certain things that I particularly am working on myself. And I don't see how they laugh at themselves. I mean, because when you want to change things, you change them, right? And it goes from there. Like, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words because for me, I'm very passionate about the sensitivity of weight loss, because weight loss has many people have went to some extreme measures to either get the weight off, went to extreme measures because of the bullying, because of the name calling, because of the picking. Like, I've seen some extreme measures happen. And sometimes it does push a person to be more determined. Sometimes it does encourage somebody to step their game up. Sometimes it does, right? But being And you know what? Here's, you know what? This is a good analogy. When I was in the military, when I went through the military, right, in 2001, they used to talk about us. They used to, I mean, name call, name call, name call. And in my head, it got me angry, angry as hell. I despise my drill sergeant because he talked about me so much. Everything that I did, I was scrawny. I walked like a horse. I looked like I, had my ass on my shoulders. I mean, he talked, excuse my French, y'all, but this drill sergeant had something to say about me every single morning. It was never a morning that he didn't talk about me, like in real talk. And it was insulting and it hurt my pride. And that's originally what the mindset of being a drill sergeant, I mean, excuse me, of that was the mindset of being a soldier, that you've got to be broken in to unlearn the old things in order to become a soldier to learn new things. That was the old mindset. I don't know if y'all know that, but it was. And to know that that was the mindset, that that's what they were trying to do, was to break me. And they broke a lot of soldiers because a lot of soldiers weren't used to that. I'm not saying that we need to be coddled. I'm not saying that it needs to it it that it has to be We have to hold your hand. We've got to do these things. No, definitely not saying that, right? I'm definitely not saying that. What I am saying, though, is at some point, we got to be talked to normally, like understood. Because what many people don't realize is that some of us don't know what right looks like. And the young lady that I was talking to, she doesn't know what right looks like because her whole life she's been a certain way. And health and wellness is not her arena. So if you tell her something, she's going to take it to the bank because she's going to trust what you say. And as a coach, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to develop that trust, like, and love for the people that come to us for advice, that come to us for help, that come to us for that guidance. We're supposed to build that trust. We're supposed to love on them, care for them. And again, not coddle them for sure. I'm not coddling you because you've grown. You do what you want to do. But at the same time, I've got to also be understanding that you may not know what right looks like. If you've never been an athlete, you may not know what the proper running form looks like. That's the reason why we've got all these types of coaches, fitness coaches, finance coaches, business coaches, therapists, because if we don't understand how to handle calamity, we don't understand how to handle our finances, we don't understand how to budget or to buy a house. This is the reason why we hire experts to do certain things because we don't know how to do them. And so when people come to us, we cannot mistreat them. We cannot talk about them. We cannot put them down because they just simply may not know. And then also, too, depending on how many interactions they've had with other people. If they've had coaches in the past, like this young lady has had a coach who's put her down, ignored her, not met her needs, do you honestly think that if she goes to another coach, or just say, for instance, she comes to me, that she's not going to have some type of hesitation? I've got to be open to say, listen, I got you, and show her what right looks like. And that's going to include my patience. That's going to be, including over educating her, overstanding the process, her hesitation, her frustration, and being able to. Now, it'd be different if she wasn't open to learning. If she had already shut down, it might be a little hard. That probably is a client. I'd probably say, hey, listen, rebuild yourself first before we do that, because I need you to trust me all the way. I need you to walk with me. Because if you're not willing to walk with me, I don't want you walking behind me because I can't do the work for you. But those are different types of clients that I run into. And I've had one or two of those, but then I've also had those who know it all. And that too, if you're going to walk ahead of me and not allow me to teach you, then what am I here for? Right. So those, there are three types of people, but this young lady falls right in the middle. She wants to learn. She wants to understand. And I think as a coach, it is imperative that we pay attention to our clients. I don't care what kind of coach you are, but you've got to be able to take care of the people that are with you and treat them as if, they are your family. Because one thing about fitness, we're dealing with somebody's health. Every piece of advice, every piece of knowledge we have, you can look it up online, but if you don't understand the terminology, you don't understand the language being said, you are not going to be able to follow YouTube University. You're not going to be able to understand all of these influencers doing other things. You are not going to be able to actually implement the proper strategies. But that's the reason why they hire us to do that. And I get it. It's a lot of work in the beginning, but once your clients get it, they stay around. They're consistent. It might take them a while to be consistent because they have to learn what we're trying to do for them. But that's a part of what we do. We educate so that when they get to that point, that they no longer need us, they're going to look back and say, yeah, Coach Nisi taught me what I needed to know to sustain. And as I get older, I understand what I need to do to adjust so that I don't go back to what I used to be. And you know, and that's where I'm going. Like it just bothers me that this young lady was left out in the cold. It bothers me that words were said to her that didn't give her, you know, what she needed. And for me, I over educate my clients. And some people like, Coach, you over give what you charge, because it's not all about the money. We're dealing with someone's daughter. We're dealing with someone's son. We're dealing with someone's mother. We're dealing with someone's father. And you want to make sure that they understand the process. Do you feel what I'm saying? You know, and here's another example. I was on Twitter and I was having a conversation with a gentleman and he was looking for some advice. And he was like, "What do I need to work on?" And I'm like, "I don't really know your body. I can't just throw out advice like that." And he's like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "Listen, you can get a consultation to where I truly understand where you're going from. Like, I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful because I'm no better than you. I'm still learning in the process. Every year as I age, I'm learning what to do. I'm learning how to get better. I'm learning how to build my body a little bit more, right? But at the end of the day, I don't want to give you advice that does not, there's one that does not work for you. And then two, that damages you or makes you go backwards, cause your body to regress, you gain weight. And now you're blaming me for the advice that I gave you if you adhere to it. Because you follow me, you trust me. I want to make sure that I'm giving you the quality information, that I'm giving you the quality advice, because I need to know a little bit more about your body than just what do I need to work on. I just don't give out free advice like that, because again, it can damage somebody, you know. And let me tell you where this comes from. And I'm gonna let y'all go, like, because this has been on my heart. I am such an avid person for education, and I will over educate. And sometimes I gotta slow down. Sometimes I gotta slow down. Sometimes I got to say, Coach Nisi, stop, just shut up, right? Like sometimes I have to, because I want to over-educate. And then sometimes people are like, I don't want to hear all of that. Just tell me what I need to do and go. But I don't feel right doing that, especially when you don't know what you're doing. Some people are like, I just want to lose this weight. This gets the weight off of me, coach. I don't want to learn nothing else. I don't have time for it. That's the reason why I hire you for it. And you know, but at the same time, you know, I'm like, you got to do what you got to do. But here's where this comes from. So a few years ago, I knew a coach in the Midwest. They had a client. And as you've heard me say, I knew, because I no longer deal with them because of this situation. But they had a young lady that they were training. And he kept pushing her, wasn't listening to her, kept pushing, kept pushing, kept pushing, kept pushing. And the young lady is now 100% disabled because of how much he pushed her. And this is one of the things that scares me. I want to make sure you hear me. As a coach, we're dealing with your life. We don't listen to you. You know, personal training may be very low on a totem pole, and everybody seems to might want to call themselves a coach. But in real time, you know, excuse my French about what I'm getting ready to say, but we can fuck up your whole life. You can break anything. You know what I mean? Anything can happen during our training session. And I ain't trying to scare you, but this is why I'm educated, why I make sure that I have good knowledge about the people that I'm working with and how I can help you. Because this lady now, her life has changed, and she was only 24. And because he was not listening to her, he's got a lot of other problems now that, again, that ain't got nothing to do with me, because I refuse to injure or push my clients to a degree or give them advice that does not adhere to them. And if they say I'm hurting, I'm listening. I'm like, what kind of pain are we talking about? And they're wondering why I'm so apprehensive. Like, what kind of pain? What's your pain? 0 through 10. Are we at? Where are we at? 1, 2? Is it bearable? Can you bear through it? What do we got? I always make sure that nothing that I do attributes to their pain. But personal trainers are, again, are low on the totem pole, but yet we can change your life, and we, in many ways, good and bad. So just because you're talking about weight loss, you want to get this weight off, understand that there's so much more to that. We are life changers in real time. It's just like finances. Somebody can make or break you in real time if they know they don't know numbers. One number can throw off your entire bank account and throw away everything that you've had. So when we put the trust of people, when we put the trust of our life in the hands of other people, we've got to be careful. And so when people trust me with their life, and I mean, literally, I value that. And so my message to you coaches who are out here, who constantly, don't hear your clients, mistreat them, and you don't think it might be mistreatment, they might laugh. But understand there's other people in their life who may have put them down before they got to us. And they're dealing with some confidence issues. They're dealing with some pain. They're dealing with some trauma. They're dealing with some heartbreak or some personal things that they may not tell you about, some anxiety that they've got going on. And fitness is their way of their form of therapy, along with maybe they got a therapist, their form of release of anxiety, whatever the case, understand, coaches, we are dealing with their life. They're asking us to help save them. And it can be from themselves, it could be from diseases, it could just be save them from embarrassment. Like it can just be a minor save. But we're saving them from something. So I just encourage you, coaches, look at how beneficial we are and how these people trust us. We can build a solid community, a solid, healthy community. Without having to put other people down, without having to use negative terminology, and without having to destroy someone's confidence just to kind of convince them, quote unquote, that they need to change. We don't have to do that. We can love one another, encourage them, motivate them, stand beside them, and push them and encourage them to be the best versions of them. Every single day by showing up, and we have to give them reason to do that. But the name calling, the constant analogies that are negative, we don't have to do that. That's not going to convince them. Yeah, it's going to convince them to walk away and deal with things on their own. And dealing with it on their own sometimes is not the most positive. I hope y'all understood what I said, because I was talking from the heart just now. And I hope that my words were clear. I love y'all to life, and I want you to keep going in whatever direction you're going. But it's super heartbreaking for me to know that someone's being mistreated for working hard. Being ignored because she wants to meet her goals and her coach is just not paying attention. And it's discouraging. But I'm glad she's got a good head on her shoulders because she's going to kill it. Her goal, she's going to kill it. And there's no way that her transformation won't be amazing because her mindset is amazing. Like, you know what? I'm going to do it. So, to that young lady, just know I got your back 100%. I support you in what you're doing. And if there's any way that I can help you, and if you're listening, you know I'm here for you. We're going to rock this thing one way or the other, whether I have to be an external support or an internal support. All right, for the rest of you, thank you all for listening and tuning in to another episode of New Mind, New Body, New You. You all have a good day. This is your girl, Coach Nisi. Bye-bye now.